Hey moms, welcome to the show. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about key ways to encourage your kids to pursue their passions. Now, beginning this journey early is important because it lays a foundation for their future success and fulfillment. So I'm going to be sharing my top five tips to inspire and support your kids in pursuing their dreams. Now, this can also prepare them in making informed decisions about their college majors. So make sure you take good notes and let's get ready to dive in. Welcome to Momatize Your Passion, a place for moms with big dreams and an eagerness to turn them into a thriving reality. Whether you're a mom seeking to monetize your passions, transition from a corporate job, or explore a fun side hustle, you're in the right place. I'm Terilon, a wife and mom transitioning from a top 5% sales career to become the founder and publisher of Tinseltown Mom. I wear so many hats, former actress, current writer, celebrity blogger, certified life coach, and through it all, I've discovered the power of honing our gifts, learning from our past, and using our experiences to uplift others. Join me on the show as I interview mompreneurs, sharing their roadmap to their success. I'll also be giving practical business and money-making tips to guide you towards concrete ideas for generating income. Here, my hope is that you'll find inspiration from God, encouragement, and practical insights to momatize your passion. Hey there, I just wanted to jump in here really quick. If you are a mom and you feel like you have some passions inside of you and you want to monetize those passions, but you don't know how, then book a one-on-one coaching call with me. I can help you narrow down what that passion is to monetize. I can help you with marketing and sales strategy. I can help you along the process. So if you feel that'll be beneficial for you, then fill out the coaching application in the show notes and let's see if we're a good fit for working together. All right, now let's get back into the episode. So first, I want you to know, moms, that it's important to pursue your passions in life. It paves the way to joy, contentment, fulfillment, and so much more. And by stirring up our God-given desires, we open the door for unexpected blessings. Plus, we have the privilege of serving others in the process. It is truly a win-win situation. So the first way that you can encourage your kids to pursue their passions is to lead by example. Now, speaking from my own experience, I've been pursuing my passions since before my kids were born. Now, when my kids were 3 and 5, I started pursuing my passion of writing and blogging, and I launched a website called Tinseltown Mom. So my kids were 3 and 5 at the time, and when I started my blog 10 years ago, they were there from the very beginning. And because I was interviewing celebrity moms, and I still do, it got a lot of attention, a lot of publicity. So they were there for all of that. And my blog was gaining a lot of traction at that time. And it opened the door for me to become a Peanuts brand ambassador. So I was able to show them that, yes, even though I have a full-time job, I still have other passions that I want to pursue on the side. And they were able to witness me actually pursuing them. And because I was pursuing my passion, we got to do all types of fun things together as a family. We spent a lot of quality time together. They got to go to several Peanuts screenings. They saw me get flown to the Peanuts headquarters to interview the actors and the filmmakers for the movie that came out. We got to go to a lot of different theme parks to represent Peanuts. They got a lot of swag, like free stuff from Peanuts that they often sent us. It was just a very fun time, and it was a fun bonding time, and it was because I was pursuing my passions. So they saw me pursuing my passion, and they still see me pursuing my passion. Years later, they still see me pursuing my passion. I've never stopped, and it's been great for me, but it's also great for them to see that it's normal to pursue your passions and actually encouraged. So I highly recommend, moms, that you not only pursue your passions, but you show them the importance of pursuing those passions. So the second way to encourage your kids to pursue their passions is to include them in your passions. So as I mentioned before, they've seen me pursuing my passions since they were little, and I included them in my passions early on. And to this day, they're teenagers now, 13 and 15, and they still are included in my passions. When I'm asked to do a sponsored post, I will do that post, but include them in it. I'll even pay them because I'm getting paid for it. So I give them a percentage of that. I ask them for ideas. My youngest has a YouTube channel. A lot of his videos go viral. So I'm always asking him for marketing ideas for YouTube. I ask them for guest ideas and they're great with those ideas. I share with them when I get a win, especially if they know I'm trying to book a certain celebrity and maybe it's hard for me to actually secure them. When they get home from school, they'll ask me, "Mom, did you secure that person?" So they are included in everything that I do. They're included and they see that this is important to me and it's a passion of mine. So they've seen me pursue this passion when it started off as a hobby. And over the years, they've seen me pursue this passion when it turned into a business. So they see the value of it for me and they see the importance of it. So I'm trying to not only include them in what's important to me, but again, I'm trying to normalize that pursuing passions is important. And that's something that I want them to do as well. And that's something that I'll support them in. So the third way to encourage your kids to pursue their passions is to ask them what they're passionate about. Now you may get the answer, "I don't know," or "I don't have any passions." And that's normal. They may say that because they don't realize what their passion is. Their passion can be something very innocuous and something they don't even realize is an actual passion of theirs. Their passion can be going to the park on the weekends and just reading a book. Their passions might be going to the beach and enjoying the waves. Their passion can be debating, or maybe it's public speaking, but they don't realize that that's an actual passion or that that can actually be a passion. So ask them what they're passionate about. They may tell you some things, like they may say YouTubing or gaming or this or that. They may have some ideas already. Maybe it's sports or playing an instrument. But if they don't and they don't know what those passions are, just make some suggestions and see if those are things that might resonate with them. My kids surfed for the first time when we were in Hawaii a year or so ago and really enjoyed it, especially my oldest. He really was a natural at it. It was really riding the waves. So is it a passion? I don't know, but it could be. There's a surf camp coming up at my church in the summer I'm going to bring up. And maybe that could spark something that he did a year ago. So you never know where that passion could arise in our kids, but us as parents can be the ones to help bring it out of them and just help them reflect on things that they've done that they may not even realize is an actual passion. So point out things that you see, things that they've done, and see if that turns into something. So that brings me to the fourth way to encourage your kids to pursue their passions, and that's to point out the gifts that you see in them. What are gifts and natural talents that you see in your kids? And I know I mentioned some of them earlier, like maybe it's debating, maybe it's public speaking, maybe it's reading. Maybe they can read through a book in one day and go on to the next book. Like that can turn into something. That can turn into a future English degree, or maybe they want to pursue writing when they get older, or maybe they want to write a book. Maybe it's playing an instrument, as I mentioned. Or maybe it's something that's obvious that they already do, like playing a particular sport. Like I think my kids are natural entrepreneurs. They both have sold things online. My oldest started his own business. My youngest started his business at school, selling things to his friends and his peers. I mean, it did get shut down by the principal, but it was a great lesson. He was getting up early in the morning, working on a spreadsheet, buying the merchandise from the store, figuring out how much he wanted to make, how many people were interested in. He took a tally of who wanted what. So it was a real business, even though it was a very manual process. He learned a lot. So it was very sad when it got shut down. But again, it was a great learning experience and it was an actual passion of his. So I see the entrepreneurial gifts in my kids. And I even told them when they get older, maybe they'll want to major in business when they go to college. So that gives them food for thought and helps them to reflect on things that are really important to them and things that they like, things where they have natural abilities and things that they're passionate about. So again, you pointing out things to them, it gets them thinking. Like you want them to reflect on things that bring them joy. You want them to reflect on things that they're gifted in, that they're truly passionate about. Because again, it can open up the door for when they're older to their future. It can open up the door to them actually even pursuing it before they get into college or before they become adults. And again, it can help them when deciding on what they want to major in college if they choose to go to college. So the fifth and final way to encourage your kids to pursue their passions, and this is not all inclusive, there are other ways, these are just my top ways, it's to support them in their hobbies. Actually, you should encourage their hobbies. So some of the hobbies can be things like cooking, gardening, gaming, taking care of pets. When I was younger, I collected coins with my dad. I used to play handbone with my dad. We used to play games for hours. Like, those were hobbies that I did when I was younger, and that could have led to something. It didn't. I think I mentioned to you in another episode, I loved making up plays when I was in elementary with my big sister and my cousins in the backyard. Every time they asked, what do you want to do? I would always say, let's make up a play. Let's make up a play. Like, that was my thing. I didn't know it was going to lead into an acting passion, but it did. So you never know what things, like, I feel like God puts things inside of us and he wants us to pursue those things because it helps the people that are around us, but it also brings us fulfillment as well. So it helps those around us and it brings us fulfillment. That's something that you as a mom should be doing, pursuing those passions so you can tap into those God-led passions, but also encourage your kids to do it because that can change their life. It can change the trajectory of their life. It could change the lives of people that they encounter. So that's why you pursuing your passion, mom, and encouraging your kids to pursue their passions is so important. It's not in vain that we have these passions. They're to be stirred up and used for the benefit of others and for the fulfillment that we're going to get from it as well. Now, if this is an area where you're struggling in, you're trying to find a passion, or maybe you have a passion, but you don't know what to do with it, or maybe your teen is struggling in this area and maybe they're wanting to pursue college, but they don't even know what to major in, or maybe they don't know what their talents are or where their passions lie, then book a one-on-one coaching call with me. I can help you tap into those passions. I can help your teen tap into those passions and monetize them if that's what they want to do. So if that is you, or you think that's something that your teen would need, then book a one-on-one coaching call with me. You can fill out the application in the show notes. Let's see if we're a good fit for working together, and we will take it from there. All right, so those are my five top ways to encourage your kids to pursue their passions. The first is to lead by example. The second is to include them in your passions. Third is to ask them what they're passionate about. Fourth is to point out the gifts that you see in them. And then the fifth way is to support their hobbies. I hope this episode blessed you. If it did, would you please do me a favor and share this with another mom who could benefit as well? As you know, this podcast is meant to be a blessing to mothers. So any support you can give would be so appreciated. Until next time.